Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, at the start of the NFL and college football season, we're all in. And I'm like, oh, you talk to Kratz and you're like, it's right here. It's right around the corner. A lot of stuff is undecided, but playoff baseball is awesome. October, once we get there, it's going to be good stuff. And Sam, just looking at those hypothetical matchups, you are going to be in heaven if it's your Padres going against the Cubs, a team that you hate the most. Like, it's just perfect for you if that ends up being the matchup.
Give it to me. Although the Padres have not been these notorious playoff performers. How many years have we heard, this is the Padres' time to break through? And they get close. They've been close. Yep. But Slam Diego has never quite made it as far as some people have believed they can make it. But at 30-1, look, it's my last stand. It's Custer's last stand. Braves dead. Rangers probably not going to make it. Is Jack Kagg still in the majors? I don't know. And this is it for me. Padres, that's it. That's all I got left.
Yeah, yeah. We'll revisit once we get the matchups and everything, and maybe you'll jump in on something else. Maybe you'll talk yourself into something. But, yeah, playoff baseball right around the corner. That'll be fun. We'll continue to check in with the Foul Territory guys every week here on this show. College football playoff futures. We wanted to get to this yesterday. A lot of stuff came up. Got a lot going on, as you can tell. Didn't quite get to it, but we want to make sure that we hit it today because, you know, tomorrow, once you get to Thursday, Friday, we're really going to be diving into the games here for the upcoming college and NFL card. The first reaction, Notre Dame, and we started talking about it off air the other day, never really brought it to the air. They're sitting 0-2, Purdue this weekend, family's going. I'm like, I ain't going. I'm not traveling for 0-2 Notre Dame Purdue, and they're going to win by like 5-6 touchdowns. The number is like 26.5. So I'm not going, but we expect them to win and to win easily. If you look at the updated win total, it's 8.5. And we were just kind of batting around the idea. I know you guys did on Bear Bets as well. Just, okay, they made the playoff. They made the title game after losing to NIU. Freeman was going to be fired, right? According to Notre Dame Nation, after losing to Northern Illinois, it was embarrassing and the whole thing. They bounce back and they go on an incredible run. We talk about their path and it looked pretty good and it was good. It was good for us, them making the championship game. But now you start the season. You got two teams. Is A&M in the top 10 right now? I think they are, according to the voters.
I don't even know what the AP poll says, to be honest with you. I can look real quick. A&M
I was just
is
curious.
10th. Yeah, they're 10th in the AP,
okay.
10th in the coaches.
And Miami's up there as well, of course. Maybe they both end up being top five teams. And you lose barely by both. and then maybe they go on this run, because the schedule would suggest that they are going to go on a big run. Now, the way the quarterback has performed for Arkansas on the road, that game scares me a little bit. If you're a Notre Dame backer, I'm not sure about that one. Let's start here. For Notre Dame to make the playoffs, do they have to win every game moving forward? No more losses.
Yes.
I agree with that. Do you think they can win every game moving forward?
I think they could, but defensively, I need to see a lot more. Their secondary stinks. And look, it's very difficult because those are the two games they're going to play all season. So Miami's the best team they'll have faced, and they were in that game till the very end. A&M, they should have won if not for the guy dropping the hold, right? Dropping the snap. But you don't play anybody like that really the rest of the way. I mean, USC maybe, but you're at home. Then again, you were at home against A&M. So that's the only other team that's probably going to beat you from a numbers standpoint. Now, you know, do things come crumbling down? Could they slip up again? Could they lose to some of these other teams? I just don't see it because the talent is so much better. I mean, could they lose at Arkansas? Yes. That's not going to be an easy game in a couple of weeks. But where else are you going to lose? At Boston College? At Pitt? I doubt it. Not at Stanford, unless you've completely waved the white flag. But your schedule was incredibly tough out of the gate, and now it's cakewalk. That's the question. Arkansas, what do they do there on September 27th? They lose that game. Man, fire it up. Fire the cannons. You know, people are going to be calling for Freeman's job. Won't be fair, but it'll happen. They start 1-3.
1-3.
Going to the national championship game. Mm-hmm. They're going to start showing up with pitchforks. They also have a very young quarterback in CJ Carr. I'm just so perplexed by them because they could be 2-0. But they're not. You know, it's a very tough team to assess. I think Notre Dame fans would say D-. How are we 0-2? But then you look up and they're still top 10 in power ratings. They're right there. You just have to win out. And that's a lot of pressure on a defense that may not be as good. Well, it's definitely not as good as it was last year with a quarterback who's never done it before. That's a very tall mountain to climb. Of course they could go 10-2. But you look at the win total, BetMGM has an adjusted win total of 8.5. Not 9.5, 8.5.
Make the playoff plus 185. Not interested. I don't think they run the table. And USC might be a challenge as well, even though that game's in South Bend. It always is when they play each other. I think the quarterback could give them some issues. Any opponent that can pass with any efficiency, they're in trouble. That's how bad the secondary is. You mentioned the defense. Secondary is a big problem. And it put one quarterback in the Heisman conversation on Saturday. So I don't think they're running the table. Less than 2-1 to make the playoff. I would not be interested in betting that number. Any, whether it be playoff odds or anything, like Corby threw out that angle with Kansas State, which I found to be interesting because they are only 0-1, as bad as things are for them right now. Is there something that stands out to you?
I think Corby is drinking the purple Kool-Aid a little too much. The scissor.
What are you saying, long
the
shot?
Imitation cough syrup.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm good on Kansas State. I'm just reading a story, not to go back, but apparently Marcus Freeman is going to eye a larger role with the defense. That's always good after two games.
Oh, boy.
I don't know that he's going to be, like, calling plays. According to the story, Adam Rittenberg says, Freeman is not considering a play caller switch. Chris Ash will continue to do so, but Freeman will spend more time, if necessary, with the defense. So, not exactly great. Look, from a power rating standpoint, Miami's right around top five now. You know, depending on who you ask, some people say five, others say six or seven. Yet, you look at the market to win national championship, and Ohio State, Georgia, Penn State, Texas, Oregon, LSU, Alabama. Oh, there's Miami. Are they really 17-1 to win the title? Like, should that be lower? MGM has 17-1. I don't think they should have bigger odds than LSU and Alabama. I just don't. LSU's 10, Miami's 16. I think Miami's better. why is Miami so – why are they so down the board? Why is the respect not there? The AP poll respects them, but the betting market doesn't, at least yet.
The surprising part of that number is we have our answer on Clemson. And there's – like before it was, okay, out of the ACC, there's one team that's their competition is Clemson. And now we have our answer on Clemson, right? That they're not it. Not it. Okay, so we have our answer on Clemson, and it's still such a big number. Yeah, it feels like it should be shorter. I understand your idea there. They're going
to
be
a layup to get in. They're a layup to get into the playoff. I mean, they're going to make the playoff. Who's going to unseat them in the ACC? Barring an injury to the quarterback, they're in. So you would think a team that has French doors to a 12-team playoff should have shorter odds than 17-1. And I didn't bet Miami title. I didn't get there. I've got the quarterback Heisman. I've got them to make the playoff. At the time, it was 2-1. Miami to make the playoff now is minus 190. Even that feels cheap. That feels cheap, minus 190. Mm-hmm. Maybe I cook up a Miami to make the playoff, Chiefs to make the playoffs parlay. I don't understand the disrespect. It can't all be on the coach. It can't just be because they blew a game 2 years ago to Georgia Tech or 6 years ago when he was at Oregon and they lost to Stanford. Like, we got to get over that. No, this team is loaded. They're loaded. And they have one of the best quarterbacks in the country. How are they not going to make the playoff?
They will. They will absolutely make the playoff. Potential trip-ups. Okay, you got one in Florida State. What's the other? Four spots on
the road. I don't have one. I don't have one. And then you look at the market price on – so MGM, their app is all over the place. Ohio State to make the playoff is minus 750. I finally found it after 6 minutes of looking for it. Minus 750. To make the playoff, Ohio State. They still got to deal with some pretty good teams this year. Miami, easy schedule, top five team, minus 190. It doesn't make sense.
How many losses would it take for Beck to be really dinged in the Heisman? Two?
Yeah, two would be a good place to start. Yeah, maybe three.
Okay.
But two, yeah, definitely a two. But where are they losing two games?
I don't know. It would have to be just a collapse. Yeah, I don't know. I think some people would point to just, let's go to the road games, SMU. Gosh. Virginia Tech? Firing coaches?
No, like, Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
They're already dead.
I know.
Virginia Tech's dead.
I'm saying.
Okay, you lose to Florida State. Maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
Yep.
That's a game you could lose. I don't think they're losing to SMU. They're not losing at Vatech, not losing at Pitt. And they are just so talented now on both ends of the ball. Felica and I and Jeff were talking about this last week. They might have the best lines in the country. Offensive and defensive lines, that combination might be the best in the country at Miami. Ohio State's got a really good D-line. Penn State's got a really good D-line. But on offense and defense, Miami's the best in the country, we think.
Would you bet over 10.5 wins at plus 140?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't feel the need to the problem is I don't feel the need to add more Miami because
more
of Miami positions I already have.
Right.
I would rather just take a shot on them maybe at 17-1 to win the title and see what happens. Okay. Are they going to win it? The math says no, but I don't have Ohio State, Georgia, Penn State, Texas $10 higher than Miami. Those teams are all 7-1 or shorter. Ohio State's 550, Georgia 6, Penn State 6, Texas 7. Then Miami at 17. The gap is not that big there. That's all I'm saying.
I want to do this quick SEC exercise with you because before you get into the conference play, there's a lot of excitement around a lot of different teams. So I give a team name. You tell me yes or no, your gut. Are they in the playoff? LSU.
Yes.
Georgia.
I'm going to say no.
Texas.
Yes.
Oklahoma. You're going to say no, right?
I want to see it. No, I do want to see it. I'd rather see them than Alabama.
Tennessee.
Could be. Sure. Could be.
Texas A&M.
It is funny, though, too, because I said no Georgia, yes Tennessee, and Georgia just beat Tennessee. I don't know. I don't know on A&M.
Right? Vanderbilt?
No, I don't think so.
My point is that there were three SEC teams that made the playoff last year, even though probably in people's minds it was more, ended up being three with Alabama on the outside looking in. And right now, after a few weeks, when you look at all these teams, like your average Joe fan would say, yeah, they're in. Yeah, they're in. Yeah, they're in. The reality is three max of four are getting in from the SEC.
I may want a mulligan on Tennessee. I like Tennessee's team. I think their quarterback's really good.
You said maybe.
I thought I said yes. I don't know.
Oh, did you say yes? Okay.
Georgia to make the playoff.
LSU, Texas.
Georgia to make the playoff, yes, is minus 300. I would not be laying minus 300. That would not happen.
Mm-mm. No. What is that on Oklahoma?
Oklahoma to make the playoff. Can't find it. Oh, there it is. Plus 170, yes.
I didn't even ask about Ole Miss either. Man, are they stacked. I can't wait. We get some of these games and some of these vital losses. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, Lightning Bets are next. You've got the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.